Hello out there to all my success warriors. This is King. I just wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, we're going into a long weekend. We are satisfied with the work that we've put in this week, and we're looking forward to some much needed time off. I would like for you to take the time and ask yourself, are you where you want to be right now? Have you reached the goals you've set? Have you accomplished new things in your life? Have you read any books lately in the last 30 to 90 days? Have you learned any new skill? Have you brushed up on any old skills that you once took the time and the energy and dedication to involve yourself with? And have you revisited some old passions, some old desires to get going and remove yourself from the lapsed time that you spent away from it due to life distractions, due to things coming up in the world as they do? Are you making the time to add value to your life and to those surrounding you? Because at any point in time, no matter where you are or how bad things may look, you can absolutely change your stars. The first step is believing that you can make it happen. Before anybody else believes it, you have to believe it. You have to be willing to go for everything you desire and to push yourself past the doubt, past the pain, past the distractions, past the noise coming from also outside, but more importantly, the noise that's happening inside. That self-doubt that's corroding your brain. You have to take charge of your life, take charge of the moment, and realize that you have the ability to affect your life in a great way. A few times a year, we have ideas that if we acted upon them, it would change our life forever. But most of us put things away and we shelf those ideas, and then they just become, you know, soon if you do not act on your dreams and your wants and desires, they soon become misery. They become doubted thoughts. They become things that make you really lose a lot of sleep because you felt like if you would have acted upon them at this time, maybe I'm too old now. Maybe it's not in my stars anymore. Maybe that time has passed. Well, it has not. You just have to find a new way to reattack that situation. And maybe you need to adjust some things in a few ways, but you can still make that happen. If you're willing to do that, if you're willing to go through your go-through, as I always say, if you're willing to go through your go-through, you will get where you're going, because success, along with happiness, peace, pleasure, it's all on the other side of pain. Everything that we want is right on the other side of it. And if we're willing to go through it, if you're willing to push through that pain, you'll get where you're going. And you'll see that it may seem dark sometimes, but it's worth it. You have to understand it's worth it. I don't even know you, and I know for a fact that you can get where you're going if you believe. And most people think, yeah, if I just see an early sign, if I see a sign, I'll act on it. Well, you don't have to see it to believe it. You have to believe it to see it. Are you willing to believe in yourself enough? Are you believe in your powers, to believe in your strengths, to believe that you are your lottery ticket? You can make it happen. You can effectively affect your life in a positive way today. If you remove doubt, remove fears, remove the memories of pain and let those things go. You know, you have to empty out that cup of negativity, because if you have a full cup of negativity and darkness, then in what way can you add any value to your life? You have essentially set yourself up for failures. You've set yourself up for what I call darkness setting. It's going to continue to set, and it's never going to, the sun won't come up if you don't allow yourself to empty up that cup to say, hey, I tried it. Okay, I failed. It didn't work out. Okay, I learned something. Because if you're not winning, you're learning. and keep that in mind. Like, every, no one succeeds to success. You fail to success. Every success story came after a book and a lengthy time of failures, because you're learning how not to do it. You're learning how it didn't work this time, so what can I take away from it? Whenever you're going through something, try to revisit that and try to evaluate what you went through during that time that could have helped you discover maybe some new ways of handling that. So I want you to take the time this weekend on your time off and take a little time to yourself and write down some good ideas that you maybe want to add, some ideas that you feel as though you could, you have the time to take. You've got 48 hours until you have to be back at work, or maybe a little bit less, but you've got time to get yourself up, to get your, to dust yourself off, to break out the pen and the pad and start investing some time in yourself, because your greatness is right on the other side. It's right there. It's waiting for you. You can do this. You can take it. You can make this happen. You can change your life today, because it all starts with belief in yourself. And I believe in you. I believe that everybody, everyone on this earth can effectively change their lives. You can do this. You can make this happen. I'm proud of you already. Congratulations on believing in yourself.